The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
For the third time in the past 4 years, the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, under the tutelage of head coach Matt Walker, find themselves in the Class A sectional round. The two prior contests yielded heartbreaking losses in 2018 against Moore County and in 2019 against Eagleville. Tonight, the 19-10 Lady Dogs try one more time to advance to their first state tournament since capturing the single A championship in 2012. The road has been a long one, as they battled their way through the complications of COVID-19, a tough regular season schedule, and a weather-condensed postseason. To punch their ticket to the Glass House, the Clay County teams traveled south 140 miles within a stone's throw of Alabama. The near three-hour trip has brought them to Hungland, Tennessee, home of the Lady Hornets. Head coach Mike Edmondson has directed his team to a 19-4 record on the season while claiming the District 8 and Region 4 titles. By game's end, one of these teams is going to go on to the Elite Eight, and the other season will be over. Join us as we get set for Huntland in Clay County in the Class A Substate.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Car, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc., and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show from Huntland, Tennessee, in our sixth Lady Dog coverage of the postseason. We've traveled with them, fourth road trip of their march to Murfreesboro tonight. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm excited to be calling action this evening. Former head coach Joe Sims will soon join me for the Lady Dogs' biggest game of the year. For now, I'm accompanied by a man who's always ready for the high-pressure moments in the big games, Thomas Weaver.
Yes, sir, Daniel. Good to be here with you. Long road trip, but, you know, this is one we're more than happy to make. Along with a good contingency of Bulldog Nation who's assembled here in front of us tonight, we're here amongst the masses again, right where we want to be. You know, everybody's excited about the opportunity this Lady Bulldog team has in front of them tonight.
They have, as we said. They've not been to Murfreesboro for the Elite Eight since 2012. Been about 9 years, you know. Time to do it again.
And you alluded to it. You know, it's not just today's travel, but the road these Clay County girls have taken to get here, that has them prepared to battle with this Huntland team for the right to make the state tournament. These opportunities don't come along every year, and I think this Lady Bulldog team is ready to seize the moment tonight.
I think so. I think Rachel Copas, Katie Arms, Hannah Raines, they don't want to leave as being Lady Dogs without advancing to that state tournament at least one time.
And one group that always seizes the moment, and that's our sponsors. We can't thank them enough for getting on board. We wouldn't have made this long Trojan trip without them tonight to get this game out to Bulldog Nation. We got about 200, I think, assembled here in front of us. We hope to have that many, maybe more than that tonight, listening to us. So thanks to those sponsors for letting us be here tonight. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dalhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what will be in the paper in our Dalhalla Horizon recap segment. So stay with us here for more of the Carquest pregame show after these words from our sponsors. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dalhalla Horizon recap segment. But with the paper not coming out until next Wednesday, we'll just summarize Clay County's Region 3A runner-up finish at Clark Range. You know, though the final score didn't reflect it, the Lady Dogs had Clark Range on the ropes in the first half as they slowed the game down and kept pace with the Lady Buffs. It was tied at 7 at the end of the first before Clay County took a lead to start the second stanza and stood toe-to-toe with Clark Range throughout the remainder of the first half before heading into the break down 4, 24-20. But the tide quickly turned in the second half as the Lady Buffs outscored Clay County 17-4 in the third and went on to claim the region title with a 62-38 win. Pretty good effort by the Lady Dogs early in that one, Daniel, and you know, I think that probably gave them the confidence coming in here tonight to say, hey, we can play with anybody.
I think so. A great first half. Clark Range is a great team. I know we don't like them a whole lot around here, but you can't take that away from them. They're outstanding. And, it was what it was, you know.
It was. No Lady Dog in double digits because of that second half slowdown. Rachel Kovas and Bradley Burgess had 7 each. Katie Arms had 6. Hannah Rings, 5. Bella Ashlock, Eliza Jenkins, Zoe Hayes, Abby Head, and Lauren Weaver, and Kendall Matthews, 2 each, and Hallie Buford had 1 point. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more
from that game and tonight's in your Dell Hall Horizon next week. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County at Hunlin here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here from the from Hunton High School CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the budget pest control girls sectional update. I'll go ahead and mention before we start it, well, as Coach Sims picked some games, that kind of has ended for the year. He finished up the year 15-4 overall, so pretty good prognosticating by Coach Sims. It was last broadcast where he correctly chose North Green, Oneida, and Huntland as Region 1, 2, and 4 champs. We'll go ahead now and look at the eight, I guess it's actually seven games that are going on across the state. I guess on the girls it's actually eight. The boys just had seven. So we got 16 teams left in the state Class A round. Coach Sims, North Green, and Tellico Plains tonight. I'll just let you comment quickly on each one as we go through.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about any of these teams, but just going by past history, I would think North Green will win this game. Telco's 26-1 or something, but they lost the other night to Oneida, I believe it was. So I kind of think North Green will win that one.
Got Oneida and Cloudland going on.
That's probably, to me, would probably be a toss-up, but since Oneida's at home, I'd probably go with them.
Obviously, Clark Range in Fayetteville, bad as we hate to, probably the Lady Buffs in
there. Yeah, I'd say they win that by about however much they want to.
We're here tonight, obviously, calling the Huntland Clay County game, and as always, we favor the Lady Dogs in it. The other four games happening in the West State, Houston County hosting Loretto.
That's, you know, that could be a kind of a tricky one, I guess, but, you know, Loretto, I know they've got one really, really good player, so I'd go with them in that one, even though Houston County, I think, only lost a couple of games this year. I know Summertown's beat Loretto 4 out of their 6 losses, so, yeah, I feel like they'll be able to go on the road and win that one.
And Summertown and Joe Burns getting it on tonight. Summertown probably the favorite.
Yeah, I'd pick them. Evidently, they're just really good. They beat Loretto 4 times and all the other people
Gibson
they beat.
Gibson County, 32-1 overall on the year. They're hosting Memphis Business.
Yeah, I'd say that'd be a blowout probably.
And the final sectional game happening tonight, MAHS hosting Peabody.
I don't know anything about MAHS or Peabody, but just going by history, I take Peabody in that one. Usually the Memphis single-A schools aren't real strong. I think they were the only two teams even playing down there. I think one of them's 0-5 or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think he won a game. But
that has been the girls' sectional update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Ants in your pants or bugs in your bed? Call Budget Pest Control and they'll all be dead. At this time on the CarQuest pregame show, going to transition into Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by this place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous salesman got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, and I'm about Ollie's. Tipsy said the Lady Dogs need to rise to the occasion. Again, you know, kind of like they did at Van Buren County. And like you said up in Spencer, Daniel, it's all about these seniors tonight. Rachel Kovas and Katie Arms, they've been here before, guys. They've been part of two Sweet 16 losses on the road, and I think they're ready to lead this team to win this time around.
I don't know much about Huntland, but I know a man who's no stranger to these sub-state games, and he probably does.
Who are you talking about? Well, I don't know much more than you. I did watch some film with Matt Thursday, I think it was, and you know, they've got one outstanding player, number 10, Stevenson, I think's her name. You know, I think Matt's planning on trying to guard her like he did the Bolden girl from Van Buren, just getting her britches and try not to let her have the ball if she gives it up. She's a little bigger than Bolden, probably, senior, but a little stronger, you know. But, it's hard to tell sometimes on film how good people are. You know, they say they're any better than Van Buren. I can't really say that. They may be. But, you know, we just got to show up and play, you know, and not be scared and, you know, play like we've been playing, you know. You can kind of take out those Clark Range games. Other than those two, you know, we played pretty solid here the last two or three weeks. We just need to do it again.
Coach Sims, you led the Lady Dogs into 14 sub-state contests yourself. Won 10 of them, lost 4 of them. Kind of the biggest game of the year. I know you got excited at the end of a broadcast of that, talking about the atmosphere of these games.
Yeah, it's... If you're at home, it's really electric. Of course, on the road, it's great too, just to be playing. You know, Matt was talking the other night. I said, "Matter of fact, this win one." I said, "Yeah, that's kind of a hard thing." You know, I lost 3, and Rob said he lost 3 before we ever won one. You know, we finally won the region and got to play at home. But you know, after we finally won one, we booked about all the rest of them. We only lost 1 out of those last 10 or whatever.
You got rolling,
and I think we're capable of coming down here and winning. You know, it's not a big gym, but I've been in smaller gyms, you know, and, you know, they only sold 200 tickets supposedly to each side, so, you know, they're not going to have a big fan advantage on us, I don't think. We just got to play, you know, play good solid defense and, you know, make our shots, and we'll come out on top.
There you have it, folks. That has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Bobby's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We're back here live, folks. About to wrap up this Clark West pregame show, Sweet 16 round, sub-state single-A contest from Huntland High School. Time now for the girls' starting lineups that are brought to you by Subway. The home team tonight, the Huntland Lady Hornets, they will wear their white jerseys with blue numerals on them, trimmed in black. They'll be shooting at the hoop to our left in the first half of play. They are the District 8 and Region 4 champions. A 19-4 record overall on the season. Their head coach, Mike Edmondson, and starting for the Hunland Lady Hornets, a sophomore, number 20, Ashton Danley. A junior, number 25, Cammie Riley. A senior, number 1, Maddox Golden. A senior, number 10, Anna Stevenson. And a senior, number 22, Brooke Morris. The visiting team, the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, tonight they wear their black travel jerseys with gold numerals on them. Their head coach, Matt Walker, he's in his fifth season overall, leading Clay County to his third appearance in sub-state action. He has 103 wins on his career to 55 losses. Clay County this season, a 19-10 record. Starting for Clay County, a freshman, number 2, Bella Ashoff. A sophomore, number 23, Bradley Burgett. A junior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. And then the five seniors, number 20, Rachel Coppas, and number 24, Katie Arms. The Subway Girls starting lineups have been brought to you by new owner by Subway. We're new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon and my Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. StarQuest pregame show officially comes to an end. It's time for basketball. Here from Huntland, Tennessee, Anna Stevenson, the senior, going to step in to tip off against Bella Ashok, the freshman. Ball's in the air. This one's underway. Ashok controls the tip, gets to Jenkins. Now Jenkins to Copas. First possession of the night for Clay County. They do shoot at the hoop to our right, as we said, high top of the bleachers. Burchett with it out top, has it taken away by Stevenson. We are told that senior Anna Stevenson, the best player on this Lady Hornet squad. She hands off to Riley. Riley kicks over to Brooklyn Morris at the top of the key. Back to Riley. Now swung back to Danley at left wing. She's defended by Copas. Kick back to Stevenson. Baseline drive shot, no good. Whistle blows, no foul called. The officials are out of Nashville tonight. Coach Sims going to be tough getting used to the new officiate.
Well, you never know. You know, we get about a different regions for the region, sub-state, so it's got to have to adjust to what they're doing.
I think Jenkins called for the foul. I'll have to get accustomed to the scoreboard here at Huntland High School. Looks like it is Eliza. One free throw up and good by Stevenson. The second one, no good. Bounces hard off the back of the iron. Comes back out top where it's rebounded by Stevenson. And Thomas, was that Danley at the line instead of Stevenson?
It was, number 20, Ashton Danley.
So Lady Hornets up by one. They do have the basketball, though. Riley with it. 8-foot jumper up, no good. Rebound Jenkins. Eliza clears everybody out, going to bring it down the floor herself. Comes across the timeline. Kicks to Ashok at left wing. She's stopped for the travel.
Well, we're going to have to get a shot before we can score.
Bella Ashlock, the freshman, playing in the biggest game of her career. Perhaps a bit of nerves to start early. She took an extra step. Lady Hornets back in possession. Danley with it at left wing, defended by Ashlock. She kicks over to Morris out top, who's defended by Arms. Now back into the hands of Danley. Inside to Golden. Golden passes down low to Stevenson, and Stevenson scores. It was her or Riley won, Thomas. I'm having trouble telling them apart early.
I think it might have been 25, Daniel.
That'd be Riley. Three-pointer. Good. Yeah. 2 yards from the top of the key. We're knotted up 3-3. 6:20 mark opening quarter. Number 20 with it. That's Danley. For Huntland, left wing. Works the Golden in the corner. She passes inside to Stevenson, who's going to go to the hoop and be fouled. Second team foul called against Clay County. Brownie Burgett going to be called for this one, or is it Copas?
I think I'm going to get Copas on the arm, Daniel.
Looks like Rachel Copas is granted the personal. So one for Eliza, one for Rachel, making it two team fouls. And we see Anna Stevenson, the senior guard at the line. She misses that first free throw. She is a Shawnee State commit, which is located up in Ohio, I believe. Second one's away. Good. Huntland in front. 1 point. 4-3. Clay County on the inbound. Bit of full court pressure here. Full court man, I suppose.
Yeah. I think they'll run a little zone press sometimes during full court man now.
Ashlock with it. Right wing. Picks up the dribble. Kicks the arms. Katie into the paint. Kicks over to Jenkins, who goes baseline. Tries to pass back to Ashlock. Bella has it taken away. Pass ahead by the Lady Hornets into the paint. Shot up, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Huntland maintains possession. I'm just glad a foul wasn't called there.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to clean it up on offense down here. We're making too many bad passes.
Huntland inbound. Stevenson out top, defended by Copa. She fires a long three-pointer up, no good. Rebound ours. Katie quickly across the timeline. One-on-one into the front court. Picks up the dribble. Circles back out. Kicks to Jenkins in the left corner. 5:30 mark, first quarter. Huntland 4, Clay County 3.
You see Huntland just in a man-to-man, too. And we'll see if Riley Burchett can post up Stevenson down low here.
She is working against the senior Stevenson. Stevenson taller than Burchett. Burchett, though, a little more powerful inside. They try to feed her. Ball knocked away. Jenkins comes up with the loose ball. Kicks back to Ashlock. Three-pointer up. No good. Rebound Jenkins. And a push in the back's not called. But a foul finally called. It's Bella Ashlock on the shooting foul. We saw Eliza Jenkins pushed to the floor and a whistle's blew. Ashlock picked up the loose ball, went to the hoop, missed the shot, but she does go to the line to shoot.
And this one being called tied, isn't it,
yeah,
Coach? You
yeah,
can
it
see
is.
You get, you know, anywhere close to a shooter, it's going to be a foul.
Yeah.
Ashlock good on the first free throw, tying it up 4-4, 5:09 mark, first quarter.
They get a lot of help on Bradley, too.
They are.
You know, we go in there, they're going to be doubling her. That's what they did on film. And
second free throw, good by Ashlock, putting Clay County in front, 5-4. Two pretty evenly matched teams waging war here tonight in this elimination contest. Stevenson with it, out top, picks up, kicks off to Riley. Riley drives baseline and scores from the left block. Huntland back in front, 6-5. Katie Arms going to come across the timeline with it. Burchett sets up over on the right block. Ashlock at the left. Jenkins with it at right wing. Kicks back to Copas out top. Rachel going to drive. Uses the Burchett screen. Passes down low. Pass stolen, though. Clay County a little sloppy on their passing to start this one.
That's four turnovers already.
Huntland back with it. Long two-pointer taken and hit by Maddox Golden. And Coach Walker calls a 30-second timeout. In the 4:23 mark of the first quarter, it's Huntland 8, Clay County 5.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Coming back live out of this timeout, Clay County with the basketball. Jenkins inbounds to Copas. Rachel going to come across the timeline. Copas, a senior coming into the night, very shy of 1,000 points, perhaps 5 points, I believe, shy of 1,000. Three assists short of tying Amanda Kendall as the all-time leader. Copas has it out top, works to the right, now the left, into the paint, running layups, up, no good. She is going to be fouled, though, and go to the line to shoot two. I was waiting on the signal, I was afraid.
Yeah, you don't never know.
Could have been an offensive foul call, but it was not. Copas goes to the line.
Like I say, the weather calling it tight, that's probably the right decision, isn't it, Coach?
I think so. Yeah. Well, I didn't really think it was a charge anyway, but the way the refs call it now, you can't ever tell.
I believe the foul called against Maddox Golden.
25.
Oh, number 25.
Yeah.
So it was Cammie Riley for the personal. On the free throws, Copas hit one, missed one, making it 8-6. Lady Hornets back with it. Maddox Golden, left wing. Passes out top, pass almost stolen my arms. Riley picks it back up, keeps it in play for him. She tries to work back to Golden, pass stolen by Ashlock. And Ashlock has a knack for coming up with several steals during the game time.
Well, she's just so long in there. If you try to cross court, she's going to get a hand on it. Need a bucket here on this possession, guys.
Perhaps a three. It's Burchett, top of the key, behind the arc. Now dribbles inside, gives Ashlock shot up. No good. Ball rebounded by Stevenson. She's very close to the baseline. Does not step out. Comes back the other way with it. Huntland working from right to left towards their hoop. Riley with it at right wing. Kicks back to Danley out top. They swing it out to Morris at left wing. Just work the perimeter. What are we doing defensively, Coach?
Yeah, we're just in man.
You see Stevenson got the height advantage on Copas. She's taking her into the paint. And then Ashlock and others helping off on her there, Daniel.
Bradley Merchant blocking a Morris shot. She kicks off to Rachel. Rachel back the other way. Picks up the dribble. Gives to Eliza at left wing. 2:50 mark and ticking. First quarter. Huntland in front by 2-8-6. Katie Arms going to back out near the timeline. Reset this offense. Uses a Burgess screen. Works to the right. Has a pocket pick by Stevenson. Wide open layup opportunity. Good. And we got Huntland in front by 4. Their head coach up. Head coach Edmondson saying pressure him in the backcourt. His girls pick him up, but then they retreat and let Rachel dribble across the timeline. Rachel at the right wing picks up the dribble. Gives to Katie Arms. Katie comes back to the top of the key, into the left elbow, works into the paint, shot up, good. Katie Arms to the hoop aggressively, making it 10-8. Clay County trailing by 2. A travel call against Huntland. And now it's time for substitutes out of the Lady Hornets. In checks, Logan McClendon, also coming into the contest, Bailey Morris.
And Abby Head for Clay County, Daniel.
Coming out for Clay County is Jenkins. Copas quickly to the front court. Burchett, left box shot up, no good. On rebound, put back. Good. Golly, tying it up. 10-10. Minute 50 and ticking, first quarter. Good loud gym here. They set the capacity at 400. Each team had 200 tickets, and I've been told it was a sellout on both sides. Three-pointer taken and missed by the Hornets. Rebound, Burchett. Burchett quickly across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Kicks off to Ashlock. Ashlock to Copas at the top of the key. Minute and a half left, first quarter. Katie Arms, three-pointer left wing. No good. Too strong.
Long.
Rebound, McClendon. McClendon hands off to Stevenson. Stevenson into the front court. Long two-pointer. Good. She's a good pure shooter.
Yeah.
Minute 15 mark, first quarter. Clay County back with the basketball. Ashlock to Burchett. Burchett. Oh, good. 12-12. These two Class A small-town schools doing battle back and forth here at the close of the first quarter, swapping buckets. 1 minute left in the opening frame, 12-12 to score. Huntland with it. Stevenson pushes her way off to the hoop, misses the shot. Copas, Allen pass ahead to Arms. Shady in the front court. Good! Clay County up 14-12. 45 seconds to ticking, and now I believe it's Huntland's time to take a timeout. No, just substitutions.
Yeah, the ball got loose and ended up at center line down here.
A good finish, perhaps, to this first quarter for Clay County with 45 seconds left in it. They have taken a two-point lead, 14-12, on some good fast transitional buckets.
And it's come off the defense on this end, Daniel. Clay County getting out in transition off a missed basket. Another steal by Ashlock.
Ashlock comes across the timeline, works the Copas. Rachel, long two-pointer. Yeah. Lane good. 16-12 to score. Lady Dogs in front. 20 seconds left, first quarter. The Clay County faithful come to their feet. 15 seconds left. Stevenson with it, top of the key, defended by Copas. We're down to 10 seconds now. Stevenson works to the left, crosses back to the right, spins, shoots, has a shot blocked by Bella Ashlock. Ball goes out of bounds. Huntland going to maintain possession. 5.5 seconds left as they inbound from their own baseline.
Great help side by Bella Ashlock right there, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah.
Lady Hornets inbound. Morris with it, has it taken away by Burchett. Time going to expire on this first quarter.
Right.
At the end of one, it's Clay County 16, Huntland 12.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Starting the second quarter of this sub-state contest, Clay County leading 16-12. The winner goes on in this one to Murfreesboro to the lead eight. The loser goes home with their season over. Hunting with the basketball to open up the second quarter.
Get it.
They have it in the paint, and it is Riley Burchett going to the floor, picking up the loose ball. Gets to Copas. Copas had the arms. Arms laid good. Clay County on a big run here, taking a six-point lead from the end of the first quarter into the opening of this second quarter. Three-pointer taken by Huntland. No good. Rebound Bella Ashlock. On the floor for Clay County, we see Abby Hibb, Riley Burchett, Katie Arms, Bella Ashlock, and Rachel Copas, who has the ball at the top of the key. She gives the head at left wing. Abby picks up the dribble, works back to Rachel. Rachel cuts to the left, goes to the hoop, tried to feed Burchett, ball stolen by Stevenson. One-on-one between Ashlock and Stevenson in the front court. Layup no good, rebound head. Good defense by Ashlock. Head with it in the back court, picks up the dribble, gives to Burchett. Riley going to come down, hand off to Rachel. Coach Sims, what do you think so far?
Well, I think we're in good shape. You know, we kind of started out a little slow, turning it over, but we've been getting really good shots and beating them down the floor. We can get most of our stuff in transition.
Katie to the hoop. Katie on, getting it done tonight offensively. And Clay County's up 20-12. The Lady Dogs trying to advance to their first state tournament appearance since they won the title in 2012. Stevenson into the hoop, spins, shoots, misses, rebound Ashlock. Ashlock ahead to Burchett. Burchett with it in the front court. Picks up, gives to Copas. Copas into the lane, layup no good, but she was fouled. Rachel going to go to the line to shoot two.
I believe Huntland's broke a little nervous here on the offensive end. They're slinging up some stuff.
Well, Coach, just looking at their history on the TWSWA website, they've only made one appearance in the state tournament on the girls' side. That coming in 1969. Been a while.
I was going to say, I didn't remember being there since I've been around. 69 is a little before me, even.
I didn't do my research, but I don't know how many times they've even advanced to a sub-state game.
They, you know, year in and year out, they're usually a pretty solid program, but, yeah, I don't know if they've got to many sub-states. Like I said, I don't think they've been in any state tournaments.
So that could be a bit of a factor, perhaps.
I think so, yeah.
Well, Cope is still on the free throws, Tom.
One of two, Daniel, extends Clay County's unanswered run. They've scored 11 straight here, going back with about 1 minute left in that first quarter. They're on an 11-0 run.
6:20 mark, second quarter, 21-12 to score. Lady Dogs with the basketball. Actually, I said that wrong. Lady Hornets with the basketball.
Rachel had to come out. She kind of got shook up on that foul down there. I don't know if it's her ankle or what. But
so after the free throw, she came out.
Yeah, she kind of hobbled off.
Replacing her on the floor, Zoe Hayes. Hayes joins Abby Head, Bella Ashlock, Riley Burchett, and Katie Arms. Lady Hornets on the inbound, a foul call. What we saw a minute ago was number 21, Logan McClendon, drive baseline, and she stepped on the baseline or was pushed out or something because they inbounded it. Must have been out off of a Lady Dog. Now a shooting foul called, and Stevenson goes to the line. Foul was called against Zoe Hayes, her first. That is the third team foul for Clay County. There are three team fouls against either squad, if I'm looking at the scoreboard right. Stevenson hit the first, missed the second, making it 21-13. Clay County in front by eight. Abby Head with it in the front court, gives to Ashlock. Bella with it at left wing, dribbles out top, hands off to Zoe Hayes, who runs the point with Copas on the bench. Hayes gives off to Arms. Arms going to drive into the paint, has it to the free throw line, dishes down on to Burchett. Her shot up, no good. Got her on rebound, put back.
Get in there, yeah.
23-13. Clay County up by double digits, 10 points.
Yeah, she can score on 10.
5:40 mark, second quarter, three-pointer taken and missed by Huntland. Rebound Katie Arms. Clay County just with all the momentum, they pass ahead to Burchett. Burchett, lay up
good.
Clay County playing crisp here. Timeout taken by Huntland. 5:32 mark, second quarter, Clay County up by 12, 25-13.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Huntland High School for the sub-state action between Clay County and Huntland. And Clay County's opened up a 12-point lead here, Daniel. And they've done it by outscoring the Lady Hornets 15-1 in the last 4 minutes.
That's dominant. Lady Hornets with the ball. They try to pass inside Bella Ashok. Another steal. That's three for her. She works ahead to Abby Head at left wing, who kicks off to Katie Arms. She's going to drive inside. Why not? Now kicks back out to Head. Head drives to the bucket. Shot up. No good. Rebound by Ashok. Bella gives to Hayes. Clay County looking very dominant right now. Just more physical, quicker, shooting it better. Jenkins to the hoop. Blocking foul call. Her shot was no good, so Eliza's are going to go to the line to shoot two. The tide could turn, Coach, but Clay County, y'all over it right now.
Yeah, we are. We're playing really good, and they're not playing very good. Every time they try a cross-court pass, Bella picks it off. These refs are really helping us, too. I mean, they're not calling any of those charges that we've been seeing for the last 3 months.
Jenkins
like anytime you touch somebody when you shoot, it's a charge anymore, but they ain't charged, called any tonight.
Now they're letting that go. Jenkins hits one, misses one, making it 26-13. So Clay County at this point has doubled up, Huntland, on the scoreboard, 26-13.
Yeah, Rachel come back in the game.
Copas back on the floor, checking out is Zoe Hayes. Joining Copas are Katie Arms, Bella Ashrock, Bradley Burchett, and Abby Head. It was Eliza Jenkins. I said it was Hayes. It was Jenkins, actually, who came to the bench. Lady Hornets with the ball. Golden fires a three. No good. Rebound Ashrock. Huntland getting one shot, and then we're cleaning up the dishes.
Yeah, we're doing good on the boards.
Copas, left wing, kicks the head in the corner. Abby out top to Ashrock. Bella thinks about a three, decides not to. Now dribbles to the left, gives back to Abby Head. She works into the paint, kicks to Arms. Katie thinks about once again pulling the trigger, but it's Abby Head who fires from right wing in. Oh, no good. Boy, that's a good-looking shot.
And it went down, came back out.
Huntland with the rebound. Stevenson, front court, scores. You can tell she's a little frustrated.
Yeah.
Anna Stevenson, I think she averages about 20 points a game.
I'd say.
26-15 the score. Clay County up by 11. 3:50 mark, second quarter. Katie Arms with it, left wing. Working against Cammy Riley. Hands off to Copas now. Rachel back in looking 100%. Like Coach Sims said, she's a little shaken up earlier when she was fouled. Arms inside to Burchett. Burchett power dribble. Shot
good.
Riley is on it.
She is. She's
like that. 3.5 minute mark and a steal. Abby Head takes it away from Huntland. And Clay County with a chance to extend here. 3:20 mark and tick in second quarter. Katie Arms with it. Hands off to Copas. Copas top of the key. Dribbles to the left. Gives to Abby Head. Got Burchett inside. They instead kick to Ashok at right wing. Bella picks up the dribble. Going to have to pass off to Copas. 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. Clay County leading by 13, 28-15. Now Ashok right wing. Feeds Burchett inside. She's at right block. Power dribble into the paint. Spin. Shoots.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Burchett. Thomas has come to life.
One-on-one underneath the basket. They are trying to help from the backside. Burchett turning away from it and putting it in the hole. She's got a cool dozen already tonight, Daniel.
Well, the last time she was on the basketball court, she was being defended by Lexi Pierce and Chloe Howard. Tonight, we do not see that type of player. And Burchett dominating in the paint. Clay County back with the ball after Huntland quickly missed the shot. Katie Arms inside, misses the layup. Rebound Lady Hornets. 30-15 the score. What a big lead here for Clay County at the 2:20 mark of the second quarter. I questioned whether or not the 2.5 hour trip down would affect the play of the Lady Dogs. Apparently, all it did was rest them up.
Yeah, though. Evidently.
The ball has gone out of bounds here. Huntland going to be inbounding off to our left beneath their own hoop.
This long trip. It's not that much longer just to go to Murfreesboro.
That's true. That's true. We do know if Clay County advances, they will play this Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock in the morning against the winner of the Peabody game. I forget who they're playing, Madison Magnet or something, MAHS.
One of them Memphis. Yeah. MAHS or something like that.
We'll update you on that as the game goes on. A foul call on Clay County. Hungan inbounded. It was a shooting foul. The foul on Ashlock, her second personal. If I'm reading that right, I'm having a hard time with their scoreboard. I do know it is four team fouls against either squad. First free throw is missed by Danley.
Missed that one.
Okay, so Cloudland upset Oneida. North Green rolled over Tillico Plains. So we know those two teams have stamped their ticket. Clark Range in Fayetteville, starting the second quarter. Lady Buffs 19, Fayetteville 12. That's a close one.
Yep.
Perhaps they're stalling like we do.
Good.
Thomas, call to action there. Who scored for Clay County?
Rachel Kovas, about a 6-foot jumper off the glass, Daniel, making it 32-16.
Under 2 minutes to play, second quarter. Stevenson in the front cut, kicks out the Golden. Golden long two-pointer, good. That's the first bucket from the floor, the first field goal that Huntland's had in some time. Minute 40 and ticking, second quarter. Clay County back with the basketball. Jenkins with it, left wing, passes down over to Burchett. Her shot up good. Riley Burchett making a strong case for the TDS call. Top performer of tonight's contest. She's easily in the double figures.
And she's got 14 leading the way, Daniel. Katie Arms kind of got this thing started with that big three and a couple buckets in transition. She's got 11, and I'm pretty sure Kovas goes over 1,000 with that last bucket, Daniel. She's got 6.
Personal foul call on the floor against Eliza Jenkins. Thomas, we appreciate that score up there. I know our listeners do. Two Lady Dogs already in double figures. I heard that correctly.
That's right. And again, like I said, Copas was 6, Daniel. I think that's a milestone for her then.
Loretto 23, Houston County 14 in the second. Thomas, you are alluding to Rachel Copas being the most recent member of the 1,000-point club at Clay County High School. According to Andrew Meadows, if I'm not mistaken, she had 995 coming into this one. That is not official, don't be spreading the word on that. We'll wait for an official announcement from Clay County High School about that, but I believe Copas has advanced to that milestone. Clay County throws the ball out of bounds, one little error, offensive mistakes. Minute 14 left here in the second. Lady Dogs 34, Huntland 19. Clay County up by 15 points. Huntland with it, Stevenson across the timeline. She works down low to Danley. Danley has her shot blocked by Burchett. Burchett goes to the floor, picks up the loose ball, gives to Jenkins. Eliza hands off to Copas. Rachel across the timeline gives to Katie Arms. Katie goes baseline all the way right. Bob's not good. They must not have heard about Katie Arms. They're not defending her very closely. She's not going to miss those shots if they keep giving them to her. Stevenson spins into the paint. Her shot no good. Copas rebound, passes ahead to Katie. Lay it up. Clay County just dominating down here at Huntland High School. 38-19 is Katie Arms, added two more points. A 19-point lead, Coach Sam.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a bunch of shell shots a little.
20 seconds and ticking. Lady Hornets with the basketball. Second quarter action. Stevenson out top. Dribbles to left corner. Jump shot no good. Well, rebound Copas, and she just fouled. That's the 15th foul against Huntland. So Clay County going to inbound. It was a foul on the floor. The foul is assessed against Cammie Riley, a junior guard for Huntland. So with 10.3 seconds left here in the second quarter, Clay County going to inbound. Coach Walker's team just living it up right now. 38-19 the score. A 19-point lead for Clay County. Coach, how hard is it going to be for Huntland to climb back? 19 points
down. Well, if you get down 19, it's hard to come back that much.
Clay County, 3 seconds on the clock. Hayes. Is it Head? Abby Head on the layup to put the exclamation point here on this first half of play. 40-19. Clay County up by 21. They lead by more than Huntland has at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro,
Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County, behind a huge second quarter, has jumped out to a 21-point lead halfway to the state tournament, already leading 40-19 after a huge first half. Clay County, it was a pretty tight ball game until about 1 minute to go in the first quarter when Clay County was behind 10-12. They ripped off an 11-0 run that extended in to the first few minutes of the second stanza to go up 20-12, and then outscored the Lady Hornets 24-7 in the second period to claim this huge halftime lead, up by 21, 40-19. And it started on the defensive end with a couple of steals and scoring in transition, getting the payoff from their defensive effort. They're holding the Lady Hornets just 19 first half points. Cammie Riley has 4 for them. Ashton Danley with 2. Maddox Golden also with 2. Anna Stevenson, Huntland's best player, has 11 points at halftime. Most of those coming from the free throw line. For Clay County, Abby Head has a bucket, 2 points. Elijah Jenkins has 1. Bella Ashlock, 2. Rachel Copa, 6. And it's all about the senior and the sophomore. Riley Burchett dominating inside with 14 first half points, and Katie Arms, who got this thing started, has 15 here at halftime. Again, Clay County leads 40-19 here at Huntland in the Class A State Sectional.
Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. 2.5 minutes left here before we get this third quarter action underway. Clay County dominant during that second quarter. It's 40-19 here at halftime. We do know a little bit about the round of 16 in Class A around the state. North Green has stamped their ticket to Murfreesboro, eliminating Telco Plains. Cloudland is moving on. Oneida going to the house. Here at halftime, if Clay County can hang on, they're going to be going to their first state tournament appearance since 2012 on the girls' side. Clark Range leading big over Fayetteville. It was 19-12 at the end of the first quarter, and I think 41-19, wow, at the halftime. So the Lady Buffs, no doubt, going to be moving on. Loretto leads at halftime. Summertown leads at halftime. And we're not sure about Gibson County. Actually, they lead big over Memphis Business at the half, 43-19. So that picture becoming more clear. Peabody and MAHS, that is Clay County, if we hang on, will play Wednesday morning at MTSU at 10 o'clock in the morning against the winner of Peabody and MAHS. Right now at the half, Memphis Academy High School, I guess it is. I don't know what they're called. MAHS leads by 5, 28-23. That update, Coach, you're muted again there. That update brought to you by Budget Pest Control, the Bug Thugs. We're going to go ahead and talk just for a minute. We haven't got much time. Huntland and Clay County meeting for only the second time ever. They met back in 1995, of course, when it was Salina High School. The Cullioca Christmas Tournament, Coach Sims, a game that Huntland played very well. They did beat us in that contest 73-58, despite Clay County Sports Hall of Famer and a senior at the time, Crystal Davis, scoring a career-high 37 points, including 10 rebounds, and Tasha Ashlock Bailey adding 5 assists in that contest. That's not one you really remember
a lot.
Well,
not much. I completely forgot it until you brought it to my attention yesterday, but I talked to the guy that's AD here, was the coach at that time, and I kind of remember him a little, but I don't remember hardly anything about the game. But he did say that was the best game they played all year. So, you know, I didn't have a great team. But we went to state tournament that year, so we was pretty solid. You know, they beat a pretty good team.
You guys beat Good Pasture in the sub-state that year, 55-50 at their place.
That was a big upset there.
Third quarter action underway. Clay County hit the left hoop. Now they switched into the floor, but they still stay hot. Riley Burchett adds two more points, and she's getting it done tonight.
She beat them baseline off the dribble that time.
7:40 mark, third quarter. Clay County up 42-19. Another steal by Ashok. Bella has at least five of those. Works ahead to Katie Arms of left wing. Now Copas, top of the key. Back to Katie. She's going to penetrate in. Kick out to Jenkins. Eliza swings it back to Copas out top.
A little different look from Lady Hornets here, Coach. A little zone action, I think. Maybe
it's I believe it is.
Ashok, six-foot jumper. No good. Rebound Stevenson. The senior, Lady Hornet, comes across the timeline. She does most of her team's scoring. Passes ahead to Golden. Golden kicks out to Danley, the sophomore, who gives back to senior Golden in the corner. Her three-pointer misses everything. Rebound Eliza Jenkins. Jenkins across the timeline. Works ahead to Katie Arms. She fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound. Burchett. It took a while. Ball over good on the floor. Riley going to the floor, finally securing loose ball. Hands off to her senior teammate, Rachel Copas, out top. Rachel got it, works inside to Ashong. They swing it to Arms at left wing. Clay Kennedy just moving the ball around, trying to find a gap in this zone, trying to swing it to create an open opportunity. Burchett, baseline. Now Jenkins, right wing. She drives inside the high post, kicks to Copas at the top of the key. Copas to Arms. Katie with it left wing. Clay County playing slow. No need to rush.
Crap, I just passed around the whole quarter if they just want to stay in at 2-3.
6:15 mark, third quarter. Clay County with a big lead, 42-19. That's 23 points, Thomas.
It's hard to believe a team would come out in a 2-3 zone down 21 at the half. As they find their crease again, Bella Ashlock for two.
Bella slipped back door on the baseline. Copas found her. We do not have official numbers, but I think it's safe to say that Copas joining the 1,000-point club in this game and also moving into first place on the all-time Lady Bulldog assist list. She came in with 555 assists on a career, only three shy of Amanda Kendall's 558. We won't know the official stuff until assistant coach Andrew Meadows releases it later. Hummel came down, once again, did not produce points. Clay County back with the ball. Stevenson, though, steals it. She gets to the hoop, misses her shot. Rebound Burchett. Riley passes ahead to Eliza Jenkins. Jenkins into the paint. Kicks over to Ashlock, and the ball goes out of bounds. Lady Hornet's going to take back over.
Yeah, we're lucky we didn't give up two down here, but kind of a that's just a bad pass. She's open over there.
5:28 mark, third quarter, as Hummel takes back over. 44-19 the score. 25 points for lead for Clay County. Hummel inside the paint. Shot up no good, but a foul call. We're going to see Brooklyn Morris, the senior guard, go to the line to shoot two. Foul was on Bradley Burchett.
Hutton was up. A three-quarter court press that Matt mentioned yesterday, the other day. 2-1-2. You don't see that very often. You know, I don't really know what they're trying to do. They got a steal out of it because we made a bad pass. We'll see what they do this next trip.
Free throws, both good. By Brooklyn Morris, making it 44-21.
They're back man now.
Lady Dogs still enjoy a 23-point lead. Nearly an over and back for the Lady Dogs. They aborted it, though. Teddy Arms now with it. Left wing goes baseline to Burchett. Burchett into the paint. In a trap, kicks out to Jenkins at the top of the key. Eliza going to back out. Get instruction from Coach Walker. She dribbles to the left and a foul call on the floor. Touch foul called against Brooklyn Morris as Jenkins was driving.
I thought they went man, but those three back girls like they're playing the zone, so I don't know what they're in.
Jenkins to inbound from in front of the Clay County bench. Works into Arms. Katie fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Morris. Morris works ahead to Stevenson. She's at left wing. Now into the paint. Running jumper good. 44-23. 21 points the lead for Clay County. I do prefer that quicker style pace we had going in the second quarter.
But you want to be patient now, but you can't just get stalled out and lethargic.
Got to continue to score on your possessions. Jenkins, right wing, kicks back to Copas out top.
And they're back in that zone now.
Now Ashlock high post. She tried to pass out to Arms. Ball was knocked out of bounds, though, by Ashton. Ashton Danley, a sophomore. Thomas, we were told earlier by a media member from Huntland High School that she was rated the class of 23's number three softball player in America and had already committed to a full scholarship to Florida State.
Yeah, and you can tell the athletic ability she has here on the floor, Daniel. Got to the rim early, made a couple free throws, but I'll be honest with you, none of these Lady Hornets have shown out much as Clay County has just blitzed this team, and they go back door again to Ashlock.
Burchett was called for a travel on the inbound. They kicked out high to Copas. Copas worked to Ashlock, then Ashlock to Burchett, who was called for the wall. We're halfway through this third quarter, 3:55 and ticking. Huntland back with the basketball, 44-23. Clay County offensively, they came out hot. Burchett scored the first points of the quarter, but it's been quiet as Huntland is chipping away at the lead. Brooklyn Morris adds two more points. Now a 19-point lead, 44-25. The Bulldog fans, even though their team's up big, getting a little anxious here, wanting to see us return to that scoring frenzy.
Well, you know, Huntland's come out in this zone and slowed things down, but, you know, they've only outscored the Lady Dogs by two so far in this third quarter. So, you know, we're close to 3 minutes left in it. I think that is a win, Daniel.
Yeah. Abby Head's checked in. She has the ball at the top of the key. It's stolen from her, though. Stevenson with it. She works into the paint. Leads with the shoulder. Are they going to call an offensive foul? No, a defensive. That is the second team foul for Clay County of the second half. Abby Head called with the personal. Her first. Huntland inbounds to Stevenson. Long three, no good. Rebound Morris. Morris swings it around now to a teammate. They pass inside to Cammy Riley. Riley kicks back out to Stevenson. And you feel like Huntland lives or dies with Stevenson. She's been quiet tonight so far. Perhaps that's why they only have 25. She misses a shot. Rebound Burchett. Burchett to Katie in the front court. Arms running jumper, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Lady Dogs. Huntland going to take back over. 2:58 mark, third quarter. Huntland 25, Clay County 44.
Yeah, got it down to 19, Daniel. You know, under 20 points here. But like I said, just
we have scored. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Hunts.
Nah, he is done, Coach.
Oh, we had scored like 3-4 minutes.
You've never seen this in a game broadcasting before. Coach Sim sits to my left, Thomas to my right, me in the middle. So they have a hard time hearing one another sometimes when the gym gets loud. And Stevenson adds two more points. So they got it down to 17.
Yeah, we've got to start scoring a little.
Timeout taken by Matt Walker. Wants to talk to his girls. Clay County's still up big, but Huntland, as I said, chipping away. 2:27 mark third quarter. Clay County 44, Huntland 27.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to Huntland, where Clay County leads 44-27. And the Lady Hornets are on an 8-0 run, Daniel. Clay County scored the first two baskets of the second half to get it out to 25, and now they've cut it to 17.
And a steal on the inbound. Stevenson comes up with a loose ball. Passes ahead to a teammate. That's Riley. Her jump shot no good. Rebound by Morris. Taken away though by Head. Head passes ahead to Riley Burchett. Burchett picks up the dribble. Hands off to Copas. Copas over to Arms. Katie at left wing, and you can tell the intensity of the Lady Hornets has picked up.
Yeah, it has.
Copas with it out top. Swings to Head at right wing. Ashlock high post. Now Arms left corner, three-pointer up. No good.
Huh?
They're
going
to have a hard time getting that one because it hung about 6 feet above on top of the backboard. They've got very old-style rims here in backboards at Huntland High School. They're going to have to bring on an extra ball to dislodge it, perhaps.
All right.
The Lady Hornet was embarrassed to try. She let the official knock it down.
You did pretty good. Got first try.
Huntland taking back over. Things have been all Lady Hornets in the latter part of this third quarter. 44-27. Clay County leads by 17. Huntland with a chance to cut into it. Stevenson, three-pointer, too strong. Rebound Arch. Arch, pass ahead to Abby Head. Layup. No good. But she was fouled. Possibly an intentional.
Yeah, it could have been an intentional.
We'll have to see what they call. Going to be a normal variety foul.
Yeah.
Head going to go to the line to shoot two. Pretty rough and tumble.
Yeah, it was. Could have been called, but.
First free throw is away and good by Abby Head. The sophomore guard has played a lot of minutes this year for the Lady Dogs, has developed into a good player. I'm told she comes in early on weekdays before school even starts and gets a workout in.
Oh, really? That's good.
Abby misses the second free throw, and it's knocked out of bounds by the Lady Hornets. Clay County with an opportunity to extend this lead. They're up 45-27, 18 points the lead, minute 27 left, third quarter. Copas to inbound, works it into Ashlock. Ashlock's
yeah,
not good.
We needed that.
Now you get this Clay County crowd back involved, and that always helps the girls on the floor. Stevenson inside has it stripped away from her by Burchett. Bradley hands off to Copas. Rachel across the timeline. Dribbles to left wing. Backs out to the near half court. She's under pressure now from Morris. Picks up the dribble. Swings to Upton. Cherokee Upton, the junior, has checked in for the first time tonight. Her pass stolen. It's going to be more Riley the other way. Her layup good. 47-29. Clay County up by 18. 50 seconds left, third quarter. On the floor for Clay County, Bella Ashlock, Riley Burgett, Cherokee Upton, Katie Arms, and Rachel Copas. Arms, left wing, swings back to Copas out top. 40 seconds. Clay County just letting some time tick, playing for the last possession. Copas and Upton just passing it back and forth between them. Inside to Ashlock at high post, back out to Copas. We're down to 20 seconds. Now Katie Arms left wing, 15 seconds. Burgett left corner, her pass stolen. Stevenson with it, 10 seconds left in the quarter. Hungman trying to score, shots up, no good, but a foul called against Upton, and I don't like that one. I've been pleased with the officials so far, but I feel they missed that call. 6.5 seconds left in this third quarter as we see Stevenson go to the line to shoot two. Clay County 47. Huntland 29, 18 points lead.
Stevenson quietly having a pretty good night. She's got 15. Make it 16, Daniel.
She does hit that first free throw. Has a second one coming. Clay County going to have 6.5 seconds if they pull down the rebound or on the inbound if she hits. Second one's away. Good. Substitutes checking in for Huntland. Lady Dogs going to inbound against full court man pressure. They work into Katie Arms. 5 seconds. Katie across the timeline. 3 seconds. Three-pointer top of the key. No good. Burchett on the rebound. Not enough time to put it back before the buzzer sounds. We are through three quarters. As things stand right now, it's going to be the Lady Dogs advancing on to Murfreesboro. They lead by 16 going into the fourth, 47-31.
That washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner. Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Huntland owns possession of the basketball starting this fourth and final quarter. They work it in, have the ball at left wing. Now out top in Riley's hands. Riley kicks to Morris. Down low to Stevenson, who's posted up against Ashok. Shot no good. Rebounded by the Lady Hornets, though. Riley puts it back. Her attempt no good. Stevenson on the putback is fouled, and she'll go to the line. Clay County leads by 16. Stevenson has made her last couple free throws, so she could cut it to a 14-point game here early in the fourth. Foul was called against Ashok, her third personal. First one's away by Stevenson and good. Bradley Burchett checking back in. Eliza Jenkins checking out. Joining Bradley on the floor are Katie Arms, Bella Ashok, Abby Head, and Rachel Cuffis.
Yeah, you're right, Daniel. Stevenson with 18 points shooting for her 19th here. And the Lady Hornets outscored the Lady Dogs 12-7 there in the third to slice into that big lead they had at halftime.
And how many did we score in the second? 24 points.
24.
Wow. 16 in the first, 24 in the second, and 7 in the third. And now on the inbound, we see a jump ball call. Full court pressure. Lady Hornets in the faces of the Lady Dogs, making it tough. Abby Head, full court pass ahead to Ashok. Bella controls it. Has it in the right wing. Dishes off to Burchett. Layup. Good.
Yeah, and the foul.
Bobby Burchett was fouled. She'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Coach Sims, I like the savvy pass by Head on the inbound.
I was afraid it was going to be too long, but she was able to run it down. And Brownie's running hard, you know, and she hit her, caught it, laid it in, got fouled. That's a big play.
Boy,
to kind of break their momentum. They're kind of getting momentum back on us now.
Burchett completes the three-point play, making it 50-33. Lady Dogs up by 17. Huntley back with the basketball. Cammie Riley, right wing, drives into the paint, pivots, spins. Kicks it outside to Stevenson. Clay County fans wanted a travel. She did a complete 360, but I suppose never drug the pivot foot. Three-pointer no good. Rebound Burchett. Burchett passes ahead to Copas. Rachel in the front court. Tried to dish off the head. Pass was knocked away. Arms picks up a loose ball. And a foul called against Huntley. Going to be number 20, Ashton Danley, picking up the personal. Her second. Huntland's fourth team foul of the second half. Lady Dogs inbound, Burchett in the paint, shot up. No good. Rebound Stevenson and a foul called against Bradley Burchett over the bag. She knows she did it. Heads to the other end of the floor to play defense.
She had a good look. You just missed it.
Only the second personal on Burchett. We've seen her at times be in foul trouble. She's played very well tonight. 7 minutes left in the contest. Three-pointer taken and missed by Huntland. Put back no good, but a foul call on Ashok. That's four on Bella, another Lady Dog who's played exceedingly well. She has a lot of steals tonight and a lot of rebounds. We're going to see Eliza Jenkins come to the scorer's table to check in for Ashok, who's picked up her fourth personal. If I'm correct, she's the only Lady Dog in serious foul trouble. Burchett with two, Jenkins with two, Copas with one, and Hayes with one, Abby Head with one, Upton with one.
That's Stevenson. She's killing us on the boards. That's how she's getting all her points.
She is. She plays a guard. She's posted up some against us. She's a tall player with a good skill set. She knocks down both of those free throws, and she's not missed in a while from free throws. Lady Dogs inbound. Working against full court pressure. 50-35 the score. They lead by 15, Doug Clay County. 6:50 mark. They're a fourth quarter. Abby Head in the paint. Layup no good. Rebound Huntland. Burchett steals it back. Bradley kicks to Katie Arms. Three-pointer. She did not pull the trigger. I wish she would have. She passes inside of it. Burchett baseline pass to Head. She misses the shot. Rebound Danley. Danley across the timeline. Works it ahead to Cammie Riley. Riley shot no good, but a foul call. Thomas, I didn't see the contact. Did you?
It looked a whole lot like the two attempts the Lady Dogs had on the other end. We've got a Lady Hornet going to the line here.
Cammie Riley fires the first. It's good. So Huntland's done a nice job from the free throw line. What has saved Clay County so far and letting them keep the lead, Coach Sims, is they have not. Huntland has not hit three-pointers.
No.
One triple on the game, I think, for Huntland. Maybe not even that.
I don't show any, Daniel.
No three-pointers.
Yeah.
And they've shot several. Jenkins inbounds. A steal. Stevenson takes it away from Katie Arms. Stevenson spins, shoots, scores, and she fouls. Momentum going completely to the Lady Hornets. and their 200 fans that are assembled across this gymnasium erupt with applause as Huntland's cut it to an 11-point lead.
Yeah, it sticks to beat 10. 6:20 to go.
Timeout taken by Clay County. The first half was all Lady Dawgs. The second half, all Lady Hornets. 6:22 left in the contest. Clay County 50, Huntland 39.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Stevenson in the line to shoot a free throw. I believe she already fired the first. Second attempt coming. It's good. 10-point game, 50-40. It was an and-one opportunity is what it was. She had scored prior to that timeout. She completes the three-point play. On the floor for Clay County, Arms, Copas, Hayes, Jenkins, and Merchant. Jenkins works into Zoe Hayes, gives off to Eliza in the backcourt. We're going to have to hustle to get across the timeline. Zoe does it. Gets there before the 10-second call. Hands off to Rachel Copas. The defensive intensity really picked up by Huntland. Baseline pass to Burchett. It's going to stay at Clay County's end. Burchett had possession. As she fell out of bounds, she threw it off of Lady Hornet. Copas to inbound. 6:04 left in the contest, 10-point game. Clay County leads 50-40. Jenkins with it, top of the key. She dribbles to the right, picks up the dribble, in trouble, hands off to Copas. Rachel drives all the way to the paint, shot up, no good. Rebound, Hayes. Zoe Hayes keeps it alive, gives to Jenkins. Eliza just stands out top. She's picked up by Danley, has the handoff now to Copas. 5:40 and ticking. Rachel to the right, gives to Zoe. Now back to Eliza, top of the key. She tried to pass inside to Bradley. Ball was kicked by Danley. Clay County got an inbound from in front of their bench. Ball worked in on the inbound to Burchett. Burchett has it, right box shot up. No good. Got her on rebound. She dribbles out, clears everything out. Clay County really lucky there to get that rebound. Copas with it, right wing. Kicks the Arms. Katie with it out top. Drives left. Cuts right. Hands off to Jenkins. 5:15 left in the contest. Clay County leads by 10, 50-40. Katie Arms with it. Drives to the free throw line. Spins to the left. Shot up from left block. No good. Katie's going to go to the line to shoot two.
It's on the floor, Daniel.
Oh, it was on the floor.
Oh,
okay.
He's shooting.
Oh, I don't see that.
Like a shooting foul to me.
Changed his mind.
Okay. Going to shoot two.
Say, how's that not a shooting foul? She needs to make these.
Coach Sims, as Katie's in the line here, what's your thoughts? 5 minutes left, take
well,
it up
I
a
mean,
10.
Still, we're, you know, before the game started, you tell me we're up 10 with 5 minutes to go. Yeah, I take that.
Yeah.
And we need to kind of squelch their momentum here.
Arms missing both of them. Rebound Huntland. Stevenson with it. The Lady Hornets can cut it to a single-digit contest. Clay County up by 10 right now. Cammy Riley, right wing, gives up to Danley. They swing it to Morris. Inside to Stevenson. Her shot was blocked by Copas.
On we the can't rebound, get a rebound.
Cammy Riley. Her putback no good. Rebound Stevenson. Stevenson throws it up. Has it stripped away from her. The Huntland fans are furious. They wanted a foul call. No whistles, no, though. Katie Arms into the front court running layup.
Good. Oh, that's a big shot.
12 points to lead now. 4.5 minutes left in this contest. Clay County up.
Yeah.
Steal. Katie Arms into the front court. Can she complete the layup? It's up. No good. Rebound Hayes. Zoe knocked to the floor. That's the 16th foul. against Huntland. It was not a shooting foul, so Clay County going to inbound. The next time, it'll be the bonus. Copas to work it in. 4:18 left in the contest. 52-40 the score. Clay County was up by as much as 25 earlier in this. A timeout's been taken, a full timeout. We're going to play one ad, come back and reset things.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here in timeout, 4:18 left in the contest. It was a full timeout. Clay County leads by 12, 52-40. And I think we're going to see Clay County inbounding from beneath our own hoop. Momentum has went the home team's way as we went down this third quarter and fourth quarter stretch. Copas going to take care of the inbounding duties, as she always does. On the floor for her, with her, Katie Arms, Bella Ashlock, Brownlee Burchett, and Eliza Jenkins.
Where was that?
Ashlock had said the last few minutes of game time with four fouls. She's back out on the floor, halfway through the fourth. Ashlock on the inbound, hands to Katie Arms. Katie defended by Cammie Riley. Huntland, a good team. They played well the second half. Ball thrown away by Clay County. It was Katie Arms trying to feed inside to Brownlee Burchett. That pass had to be
that
defected.
Had to hit by them. Golly, that's
power.
Terrible call.
And just kind of weakly dribbled out of bounds. And Arms had more on it than that. Nevertheless, Hunger back in possession. Riley with it. Gives to Golden. Golden to Stevenson. She's got the hot hand. 25 points on the night. Three-pointer up and good. Four. Anna Stevenson, the Lady Hornets senior sharpshooter, she's gone close to 30 points in the contest, and they only have 43 as a team. Copas into the front court. Lady Dogs lead by 9. Closely defended is Rachel. Going to be close to 5 seconds. She gets rid of the ball. Timeout taken. Coach Walker saw that his senior point guard was fixing to be called for 5 seconds. Timeout taken by Clay County. Full timeout. All right. 3:27 left in this fourth quarter. Clay County with the ball. And a 9-point lead, 52-43. We will be back after a few ads.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelHollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details. If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills for the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, we did miss one play there. Clay County had inbounded out of the timeout. Katie Arms jumped the hoop and was fouled. She's at the line to shoot two. She knocks down the first one. Has the second one coming. Joining Katie on the floor. 3:21 left in the contest. Rachel Copas, Bella Ashok, Bradley Burchett, and Eliza Jenkins. The five original starters. Arms hits them both, putting Clay County in front by 11. Cammie Riley for the Hornets has it. Works inside to Danley. Danley kicks out to Morris. Morris drives. Kicks back to Danley at left block. Her shot up. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Bella hands to Rachel. Rachel Copas works through a trap. A foul is called against Huntland.
We just got to make our foul shots. We'll be all right if we do that.
3:04 on the clock. Copas at the line for the front end of a 1-1. Each team has 8 team fouls. Timeouts left, I think, 1 for Clay County, 3 for Hummer. Copas misses the front end. Armstrong with the rebound.
She's the only one down there, and she got the rebound.
I don't know if the others didn't realize it was the front end of a 1-1 or what, but Arms splashing quickly from her position, came up with the loose ball. Ashlock with it at right wing, gives to Jenkins at high post. 2:45 left in the contest, and Clay County turns it over. Jenkins trying to throw to Arms, and he goes out of bounds. I didn't have a good view, didn't see what happened. 2:40 and ticking. Huntland with the basketball. Stevenson with it out top. She's got 27 points on the net. Works baseline. Shot up. No good, but she was fouled by Bella. And that's big. Bella Ashlock going to have to go to the bench with 5 fouls.
Yeah.
And she's played great tonight. The freshman has expired, if I'm right on who got the call. And it was Bella. That's 5. So Bella Ashlock has to go to the bench. She'll have to sit on and watch the last 2:33 of this contest. Sweet 16 action. 54-43 checking in for Bella is Abby Head. Abby's played quite a bit in that. Stevenson is alive.
This
is one.
Good. She's new.
Clay County maintains an 11-point lead. 54-43. Second attempt away. Good. Back to a 10-point game. Huntler with 3 timeouts left. They can stop the clock quite a bit as they choose. Clay County just got a score. They got a 10-point lead. Just hang
on
to this time.
Yeah, we just got to run the clock and hit her foul shots.
2.5 minutes. Copas with it. She's in a trap. Picks up. Gives to Jenkins. Pass stolen. Tammy Riley. Wide open layup's good. Huntler is down within 8.
You can't do that.
Head coach Mike Edmondson, the veteran coach, calls a timeout. His team has 2 left. It's a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay on air. 2:18 left in the contest. Clay County now only leading by 8. 3 possession game.
Yeah, we can't dribble through every double team that comes at us. We got to, whoever's, you know, not being guarded, has got to get themselves open before we can pass the ball.
It's all about scoring for the Lady Dogs here in the second half. 7 points in that third quarter, only 7 points so far here in the fourth, Daniel.
After a 24-point second quarter. Wow. 2:18 mark, fourth quarter action. Abby Head to inbound. Works into Rachel Copas. Copas picked up in the backcourt. 3 different gals on her. She passes across the timeline to Burgett. Burgett Arms. She's in right corner. Now right wing. Gives back to Bradley. 2:05 and ticking. Burchett trying to drive. She's denied access to the hoop. Hands back off to Rachel Copas. 2 minutes left. Copas with it. Clay County leads by 8. And Clay County has thrown the ball away. Stevenson steals it. Works ahead to Danley. Her shot no good. But she was fouled by Katie Arms. Clay County self-destructing here, Coach Sims.
Yeah, I don't know.
They played so cleanly and so crisply in the
first
half.
Just making bad decisions on where to throw the ball.
54-46. Minute 49 left in regulation. Danley at the line to shoot 2. First one's up. No good.
Oh, good.
Still an 8-point game. Danley has a second attempt coming, the sophomore. A lot of pressure on her right now. She releases the second, makes it. 7 points the difference. Maddox Golden checks in. Josie May checks out. And Clay County going to have to inbound against the tough Lady Hornet full court press. They work into Copas. Rachel with it. Lost the handle. Got it back under control. And a foul call. The ball was stolen by Hunter.
Yeah, it was.
But a reach-in foul.
But she's trying to dribble through a triple team right there. All she's got to do is pull up, find the girl that's open.
In that instance, we probably would have had 2 Lady Dogs open.
Yeah, I mean, she's a great ball handler, but we got to take what's there, you know.
Copas at the line to shoot 2. She's shooting 2 because we're in double bonus. 10 team fouls against Tomlin. They got 10 team fouls on us. I'm sorry. It was front end of a 1-1. Travis missed it. Stevenson rebounded it. Come down and laid it in for 2 points. 5-point game. Timeout taken by Huntland. Clay County at this moment in time, a little bit shell shocked.
Yeah, we're definitely shook right now. I mean, missing foul shots, you know, turning the ball over. Well, minute 36. I don't know how many more times we can turn it over and expect to win the game.
Each team has one timeout left. Clay County does have a 5-point lead, 54-49. They'll have the basketball coming out of this timeout.
I mean, normally with a 5-point lead, a minute 36, with Katie and Rachel, good ball handlers, you know, I'd feel pretty good. But I don't know about right now. We're kind of shook a little.
We are. Very similar in the second quarter. We're playing how Huntland was playing.
Right, yeah.
The roles have been reversed.
Yeah.
These two fan bases come to their feet. Minute 36 left. In this fourth quarter, I'm going to come to my feet, too. Clay County going to inbound. On the floor for Clay County, Katie Arms, Zoe Hayes, Eliza Jenkins, Rachel Kopas, and Riley Burchett. Jenkins gets to run the baseline. She works it into Kopas. Kopas is falling to the floor. Hayes picks up the loose ball. Zoe going to be fouled. So we're going to walk to the other end of the floor. Zoe Hayes going to shoot two, because I think that's the 10th team foul. They do put double bonus on the board.
Well, it's as good if she hits. It's bad if she misses, you know. I mean, she's got a...
Minute 31 on the clock. Zoe Hayes at the line to shoot the two biggest free throws of her three-year career. The junior reserve guard at the line. First one's away. No good. Minute 31, as I said. Currently, Clay County leads by 5, 54-49. On the floor for the Lady Dogs as Hayes prepares to fire a second one are Katie Arms, Burchett, Jenkins, and Kopas. Now, Coach, we didn't have but one girl down to rebound.
Yeah.
And Huntland got the rebound on the second miss. And a foul call on Clay County. So what's the strategy there?
I don't know. I don't know what the strategy is.
A foul call against Clay County. Zoe Hayes, now Rachel Kopas, picks up her third personal. And we fouled the wrong girl.
Yeah.
We've got Anna Stevenson at the line. She's drawing close to 30 points tonight. She gets to shoot two. First one's up and good. 54-40. 4 points to lead for Clay County. Minute 25 left in this. Winner goes on, loser goes home. Sub-state contest. Second free throw is away by Stevenson. No good. Rebound Jenkins. Eliza works out to Katie. Katie across the timeline. They come out the trapper. They foul instead.
Now that's good. Katie hit him.
Logan McClennan called for the personal. Katie at the line to shoot two. And once again, we see all four Lady Dogs walk to the other end.
He's been doing that for the last two or three minutes. I don't know what thinking is, but.
First one's up. Good. So we're conceding the missed shot, if she does, to Huntland. Second one's away. Good. Big shots. 56-50 now the score. Two possession lead for Clay County. Stevenson with it. Right wing. Works across to Danley. She goes baseline shot up. Good. Back to 4 points. 1 minute and 5 seconds left. Katie Arms with it on the inbound. Works ahead to Bradley Burchett. Burchett a layup. No good. Rebounded by Huntland. Huntland with the basketball. Brooklyn Morris with it. Gives off to Stevenson. She's in the top of the key. Fires a three. She misses that shot. It goes out of bounds. Clay County takes back over. 48.8 seconds left on this clock. Clay County going to have to work against full court pressure. Jenkins going to have trouble probably inbounding. And she throws it away on the inbound. Huntland takes back over. Clay County leads by 4, 56-52. Huntland inbounding from their own baseline beneath their hoop. They work it into Stevenson. Hit left wing. She's defended by Kopas. Rachel staying with her. They call a foul.
Golly.
On the floor.
Man.
But I'm not sure about that contact. Coach Sims, what do you think of that?
I think that's a terrible call. I didn't see her touch her.
44.5 seconds left. And once again, it's Anna Stevenson at the line. 56-52.
The senior's got 31 points, Daniel. Rallied her team for this comeback. She can cut it to a two-point ball game.
She hits the first free throw, making it a three-point game, 56-53. Each team has one timeout left, each team in the double bonus. Second one's away, no good, rebound, Burchett. Bradley with it, hands off to Rachel. Rachel fouled in the backcourt. So she'll go to the other end of the floor to shoot two. Coach, you called it a couple minutes ago. Hit your foul shots and
yeah,
you win.
And we've missed way too many of them. You know, it's a game.
Well, the percentage is not too great here in the fourth quarter for Clay County. Several misses at front end, the one and ones, and this is a big one here for the senior.
Big shot.
Rachel Copas knocks it down. She has another one coming. Gives her team an important two-possession lead, 57-53. Lady Dogs trying to get back to Murfreesboro in the state tournament for the first time in 9 years.
Those were big.
Copas hits the second. Hungland on the inbound, working against full court pressure. They come across the timeline. 35 seconds left. Stevenson with it. Long three-pointer up. No good.
What?
Rebound. Hayes. No. Danley.
Oh.
She kicks back to Stevenson. Another three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Corpus. Rachel with it. Works ahead to Burchett.
Pull it out.
Into the paint. Kicks the arms. Arms with it. They're out way. They'll fire.
Oh,
Lee. 58-53. Katie going to go to the line to shoot two.
She could have had a better look at second one there. We didn't have anybody within 20 foot of her.
17.3 seconds left in the contest. Katie Arms in line to shoot two. First one's up. Good.
Good.
6 points the difference. Arms got another one coming. It's no good. 6 point game, 59-53.
Oh, she kicked it out. Yeah.
Dribbles it out of bounds.
Yeah, kicked it off her foot.
Clay County takes back over. What a break right there.
Yeah, I felt pretty good, but I really feel good now.
14.3 seconds left. 6 points to advantage. Clay County 59, Huntland 53. Jenkins inbounds to Arms. Arms in the paint, laid up. No good, but she was fouled. Katie going to go to the line to shoot two. Arms could put it away if,
well,
with two free throws here.
I think it's put away already, but it helps, you know. At least she gets one of them.
12 seconds left. First one's away by Katie. No good. 59-53. Lady Dogs up by six. Second one's away. Good. 7 points to advantage. On the inbound, Zoe Hayes flashes across, steals the pass. It's taken back away by Stevenson. Stevenson fires a three. No good. Rebound, Burchett. And this one's going to go final. Clay County winners in the Class A sub-state for the first time since 2012. The Lady Dogs advancing on to the state tournament where they'll be playing from MTSU Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. The final score in this one, Lady Dogs 60, the Huntland Lady Hornets 53. We're going to play a few ads, come back and do the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show.
All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, folks, to the Farm Bureau postgame show, and it's a happy one. Clay County now going to 20-10 on the season with their win tonight in this Sweet 16 sub-state round. Final score 60-53 over the Huntland Lady Hornets. We're now going to move into the Lady Dog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
We talked about it in the halftime, guys. A pretty close game through about half of that first quarter, and then Clay County went on a run and really turned the tide in this game. And we thought at halftime, had this Huntland Lady Hornet team on their heels and pretty much out of this one, guys, as they led by 21 points, 40-19 at the half, didn't we, Coach?
Yeah, we came out and scored the first, I think, four of the second half and was up 25 there at one time. I thought, well, this bus just going to lay down and roll over. But from that point on, man, they took it to us. I mean, we're fortunate to win. I mean, they had it down to – girl hit both those foul shots. It would have been a three-point game, you know, one possession. And Stevenson, she got two good looks at a three right there, would have cut it back to one or two there late. 15 seconds or something to go, but you know, you're not going to come down here. They're not going to just roll over, or hopefully they will, but you know, you figure they're not going to. You know, we're fortunate to win. You know, if you told me coming down we won by 7, I took it. You know, I've a couple times back in the 90s, we went on the road, had big leads at halftime, and the teams came back, but we hung on kind of like we did tonight, you know. And you know, as long as you go and win, that's all that matters. You know, it don't matter how it happened, as long as you do.
That's right.
And the Lady Hornets came back on the shoulders of their senior star, Anna Stevenson. Daniel, we talked about her signing at the next level. She ended up with 32 points in this game and pretty much the difference in giving them a shot in the end, wasn't she, Coach?
She's a real player. I mean, I didn't know she was a lot better than the Bowling girl from name Vera, but yeah, she's 3 years older. That's probably the biggest difference.
Exactly.
You know, she just put the team on her back and said, you know, we'll do what we can, and she played a great game.
She did. Cammy Riley ended up with 10 points. Brooklyn Morris, 4. Ashton Danley had 5. And Maddie Golden ended up with 2 for Huntland. And then Clay County, 2 great efforts by them. Abby Head ended up with 3 points. Liza Jenkins, 1. Bella Ashlock, 6. We talked about other things besides scoring that Bella did. Ended up fouling out in this one, but just a great game for the freshman there.
She was really good early. Several steals, a lot of rebounds. Played really well.
That, you know, when they hurt us on the boards was when she was not in the game.
Right.
You know, they really hurt us in the second half, you know, getting 2 and 3 shots, and we'd have to foul them, but it all happened, I think, when she was on the bench in foul trouble.
I think so.
It did. Rachel Copas, the senior, finishing with eight points tonight. Briley Birch is a great first half. 14 of her 19 came in that first half. And it's Katie Arms, guys, the senior, kind of bringing it home. Made enough free throws down the stretch. Made a few big plays late. Also finished with 23 points tonight.
Yeah, big game for her. You know, I feel more confident with her on the foul line than anybody on the team. And she missed a couple, but she made a couple of big ones there. I think we was up 3 or something, and, you know, stretched it back to 5, and that really helped.
That's going to provide a good transition for us from the Lady Dog wrap-up that was brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Barnes Stable Homes in Hermitage Springs. As I was saying, that's going to be a good transition as we were discussing Katie Arms into the announcement of the TDS top performer from tonight's contest. And that was senior Katie Arms once again playing for her life in this contest as a Lady Dog. And she earned the right for her and her teammates to play one more game.
And she did it throughout this contest, guys. She was the one that sparked that 11-0 run that began in the first quarter. She had, I think she had about half of those 11-0 run points to flip this contest. And she kept it going. She ended up with 15 at halftime. Was held scoreless in that third quarter. But, you know, Clay County only scored 7 points
yeah,
right there, led Huntland back in. And then finished off her night with 8 points in the final and fourth quarter to kind of seal this victory for Clay County.
True. I mean, everything you said is right. And she played really good. And like I said, you know, this is the big game here. You know, you go to the state tournament. These girls will remember that forever.
A special night indeed for Clay County, a special night for Katie Arms, and that's why she was named tonight's top performer. Brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Let's talk for a moment here about the upcoming state tournament. There is one thing we don't know, and Coach Sims is going to try to find that information for us, and that's who the Lady Dogs' opponent is going to be. We don't know yet the winner of the MAHS Peabody game. So let's go ahead and look at the bracket. This will begin on Wednesday, March the 10th, only 4 days from now.
It's going to end overtime.
Okay, overtime action between Peabody and MAHS. They were tied at 54 at the end of regulation. We do know that Clay County will play Wednesday morning, 10 a.m., early game, first of the entire tournament, against the winner of that MAHS Peabody game. These games, of course, being held in the Murphy Center. The game that will follow that one will be Cloudland versus Loretto at 11:30. And then they'll clear the gym. That will be the end of the first session. And the afternoon session will feature Gibson County playing North Green at 2:30 and Clark Range taking on Summertown at 4 o'clock. So Class A action going to take up most of the day on opening day on Wednesday. We do not know who Clay County's opponent is yet at this time. Fortunately, going to have about 4 days, Coach, to prepare for them, though. Nice
yeah.
to have that little break. The
yeah,
boys get about 10 days.
Yeah,
the girls
almost
only four.
Get too much. Girls is about right. I always liked, you know, you kind of take it easy for a day or so and then really prepare for a couple of days. And the only bad thing is you can prepare a lot for the first game, but those others, you don't have a whole lot of chance to prepare much, you know.
Getting
to play on Wednesday this year, you get 1 day between your first and your second game. Of course, the year we won it, that's the only time we ever had to do that was play Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But
that's a gauntlet, wouldn't it?
Well, it was. You just kind of go in and kind of talk about who you're going to play and say, well, if this happens, we're going to do this. There's not a whole lot of stuff you can do on the floor because you don't want to wear them out, you know, the day they're going to play. So I remember the championship day, you know, we came in that morning about 9 o'clock or something and shot a little and went over some things and actually put in a couple of new inbounds plays that we scored on that game. And, you know, you can make a few adjustments, Well, so I had a real good scout, Rat Westmoreland. I mean, he could pick people apart. He actually came up with the two inbounds plays that we put in that morning, and I think scored on both of them during that game.
Yes. You take Coach Matt Walker, his first trip to the big dance down there, Coach. What's that like for fourth, fifth-year head coach to go down there?
I was in my sixth year when we finally made it. But, yeah, it's just, you know, he's kind of like I was. You know, that's really what he's striving to get is the state tournament, you know. And you're just so happy. We were just so happy to be there. I didn't really know what to expect. We come out and, you know, meet the Greenback half to death that day, you know, and like people kind of, well, who is this bunch? You know, they've never been here before. And then the next day we upset Moore County. That's supposed to beat us 30 points. Then Kevin Papa winning the state championship. We ended up losing by 7 or something like that. But, yeah, it's a, you know, in the coaching business, you know, this is the top of the mountain kind of, you know, just getting there. It's nice if you can win a game or even win a state championship. But, you know, at our place, if you make it, you get your picture on the wall. So that's a big thing. You know, everybody knows who you was, you know, then.
That's right.
What about these girls? I mean, what's that meant? I know you had a lot of teams down there, but for especially these seniors, Katie Rose,
well,
Rachel,
you know, hopefully
Robinson,
it means a lot. You know, the all hard work they put in the last 4 years and, you know, having to beat your brains out against Clark Range and Pickett County and all those teams year in, year out, and they, you know, finally, you know, have to go on the road and win one of these. It's just, it's special, you know.
You probably hear an applause from the fans who have stayed, the Clay County Girls East in the locker room right now, them getting a round of applause. Well, that about wraps us up here on the Farm Bureau postgame show. The Lady Dogs are going to be back in action Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, as they take on the winner of MAHS and Peabody in the Class A State quarterfinal. We'll be back on air here on the Horizon Sports Network from Joe Sims Gym for boys action between the Dogs and the Cascade Champions in the boys A sectional. That's going to be Monday night, tip off at 7 o'clock. Folks, this will be our last broadcast for the Lady Dogs. We wish them luck in the state tournament. We wish we could go down there, but Thomas, they don't let us.
They won't let us, and that's what I wanted to say. I want to thank Coach Sims for being here with us all year long, Coach.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
You bring a whole other level to this broadcast. We appreciate you.
I don't know about that, but I enjoy doing it, and I think I might have a little knowledge I could pass along, you know, from a few years of sitting on the sidelines.
So. I think so. I know for a fact, and I don't mind saying it on air, Coach Walker looks forward to going back and re-listening just to hear your comments and things. He likes to have that input.
He's told me that. Of course, we talk some, too, you know, about, you know, what's going on and what I think about this team or that team. But I don't try to stick my nose in his business. But if he asks, I'll tell him what I think, you know. But
liable to be picking on your shoulder. <isn't he>?
Coach Sims, we do appreciate you greatly. And just like we do, Thomas, we appreciate our families for tolerating us being gone night in, night out, especially these last 2 weeks. We love all of you. And love you, listeners, our sponsors. We will be back on air, though, Monday night from Joe Sims Gym. So this is Daniel Strong wishing y'all a good night.